Tangled Bricks. Gianni Perugino brushed his daughter's tangled hair so roughly her eyes welled up with tears. Then he kissed her eyes and pushed her out the door to play. Gianni laid bricks that day, the way he had for years, with cracked clay hands moving automatically, almost magically, and he slung the bricks with perfect rhythm until he was called home. Gianni saw a crowd gathering as he arrived, and he saw the pieces of his life scattered in the intersection just past the stop sign. His little girl lay in the street here and there. She was struck by a Venice brand milk truck that sucked her into the wheel well and spit her out. Gianni gathered his daughter into a little red pile in the way only a bricklayer could, and she filled his clay arms like cordwood. He sat in the street rocking and singing a broken song no one could understand while the police drank coffee and looked on. A man from the milk factory scowled. How long will we allow this trowler to rock? My truck is covered in blood and the milk will clot. And the police said, we're paid by the hour. And when the sun went down, they turned on their headlights and took turns keeping the curious crowd quiet until Gianni eventually stopped singing and the firemen with their red hoses rinsed the street and a pale procession piled flowers by his mailbox. After that day, nobody asked whose fault it was or what song he sang or whether the milk spoiled. And when people saw Gianni, they stepped away from the curb. He never went back to laying bricks. He never drank milk again, or sang again, or cried again. Gianni spent the rest of his life as a horse groomer, gently stroking their tangled hair.